Well, good morning. Welcome to Lakeside Church's online worship service. We're glad you came today. I'm Christian Becker, and I greet you today in Jesus' name. We're claiming again Jesus' promise that where two or three are gathered together in my name, I am with them. As we gather around the Word of God, He will meet with us and encourage our hearts. Right now, we can only meet online, but we can still meet. All right, first of all, a couple of announcements. I want to remind you to tell your friends and neighbors and family about the sermon section of our website where we post these services. And if you have Facebook, remember to share the service announcement on the church's Facebook page to your page by clicking on the share button at the bottom. And remember to stay in touch over the phone and with Facebook and check up on each other and your neighbors. Now's a good time to send a card in the mail. We're still Lakeside Church and we pray for and we encourage each other. If you haven't liked our Facebook page, please look it up and like it. Hundreds of folks are connected to our church there. We can use it and Facebook Messenger to post encouragement and communicate with each other. And let me know if I can help you set it up or if you have any questions about it. Also, you can send me a message through Facebook or our church's website, or even call me if you have a prayer request. We love you all. We miss seeing you. This situation will not last, as we said before, but while it does, remember to stay in touch and pray for our leaders, for those that are ill, for our community, and for our church family. All right, now let's worship our great God and Savior. It is National Youth Sunday in the Brethren Church, and our theme this year is appropriately, "Through my fear, I trust in God." The Bible says in Psalm 56, "When I am afraid, I will trust in you. In God, whose word I praise, in God I trust, I will not be afraid." So let's praise the God who meets our needs and is with us through the trials of life. We're going to begin by singing together the hymn, "Give Thanks." And I encourage you to sing along and praise our faithful God.
Strong.
All right, would you join me in prayer? Almighty God and our Heavenly Father, we bless your name. Many people around the world today are afraid. They're anxious. They don't know what to do. Please meet with us today and guide us through our fears into your peace, the peace that passes all understanding, the peace that only Jesus can give. We place all our trust in you today, and we ask you to encourage our troubled hearts. We pray for all those in authority over us. We think of our president, vice president, advisors. We pray for our governors and our elected officials and representatives. We pray for wisdom for them, Lord, as they seek to lead us safely. We pray also, Lord, for protection for our doctors and nurses on the front lines, for the first responders. Lord, we just pray that you'd care for them. We pray for healing for those who have become ill, and also grace for their loved ones, and especially, Lord, comfort for those who have had to give up loved ones. We also pray for ourselves, that you would encourage us today. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Well, while we're unable to meet together, thank you for continuing to support Lakeside Church of the Brethren with the Lord's tithes and your offerings. The Bible also reminds us, and do not forget to do good and to share with others, for with such sacrifices, God is pleased. Part of our worship when we meet together is singing a doxology while we present the Lord's tithes and our offerings. And even though we're not together in the church building, let's sing it like we were.
Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise him, all creatures here below. Praise him above, ye heavenly hosts. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Amen.
There's a song that has ministered to me over the years during some of the storms of life. And before we open God's word, I want to invite you to listen to Master, the Tempest is Raging.
Master, the tempest is raging, the billows are tossing high. The sky is o'ershadowed with blackness, no shelter or help is nigh. Carest thou not that we perish? How canst thou lie asleep, when each moment so madly is threatening a grave in the angry deep? The winds and the waves shall obey thy will. Peace, be still. Whether the wrath of the storm-tossed sea, or demons, or men, or whatever it be, no water can swallow the ship where lies the master of ocean and earth and skies. They all shall sweetly obey my will. Peace, be still. Peace, be still. They all shall sweetly obey my will. Peace, peace, be still. Peace, be still. Master, the terror is over, the elements sweetly rest.
Earth, sun, in the calm lake is mirrored. Blessed Redeemer, leave me alone no more. And with joy I shall make the blessed harbor and rest on the blissful shore. The winds and the waves shall obey my will. Storm-tossed sea, or demons, or men, or whatever it be, no water can swallow the ship where lies the master of ocean and earth and skies. They all shall sweetly
Before we turn to the Word of God, would you join me as we briefly talk again to the God of the Word? Father in heaven, thank you that Jesus is Lord of all, including our circumstances. Please guide our thoughts and my words in the next few moments, that we may make much of Jesus and be drawn closer to him. For I ask this all in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, previously, I have preached on Not Afraid because I wanted to speak directly about what's happening in the world today. You know, as a pastor, I stay in contact with other ministry leaders, and often we share ideas, and many agreed this spring to change our plans and share some timely thoughts from Pastor Greg Groeschel of Life Church, and I want to continue that today. Plus, it also goes along with our theme for National Youth Sunday in the Brethren Church, which is Through My Fear, I Trust in God. Very timely. Well, folks, you know I've always thought that we live in significant times, but what we're going through right now is unprecedented in our lifetimes. You know, two words I never heard before this past March were social distancing. Now it's part of our daily conversation. You know, 6 feet apart is better than 6 feet under. The goal of our elected leaders and medical professionals all over the world is the same: to stop the spread of the coronavirus. Everyone knows this virus is incredibly contagious, and as a result, school classrooms are empty, businesses and churches are empty, and people everywhere are afraid. Probably the only thing that's more contagious than the virus is fear itself, the fear that's impacting lives all over the world. The virus is incredibly contagious, but so is fear. Now, I'm sure you'd agree this pandemic is one of the most difficult things that our world has faced in the last 100 years. For those who are older or have a compromised immune system, the threat to one's health is very, very real. And on top of that is the impact that it's having financially. There's no doubt that fear is contagious. It doesn't take a lot of fear to spread uncontrollably. Fear is everywhere. And if you doubt me, go to Kroger or Walmart. There's empty shelves due to panic buying. And then, if you're brave, sneeze really loud and see what happens. On second thought, don't do that, okay? But on top of that, it's allergy season. And those of us with seasonal allergies wonder if we have the virus or is it just our allergies? I mean, what if we have the virus and don't have symptoms and are contagious? What if we could potentially hurt someone else? What if we're carriers and we don't know it? What if it spreads in our community? Well, I hope that what I'm going to tell you doesn't alarm you today, but I'm a carrier and you're a carrier. Folks, we're all carriers of something. We know that people with the virus are carriers, but you're a carrier too. Probably not of the virus, but you carry something. you're a carrier of something. What are you carrying, though? You might be a carrier of fear, and you pass fear around to everybody that you talk to. Or you might be carrying faith, and what you're carrying, you pass on to others. The bottom line is, whenever people get near you, they tend to catch what you have. So I hope that you realize that you are a carrier of something. The real question is this. Since you are a carrier, is what you're carrying worth catching? You know, the New Testament Christians were carriers. At the time the Bible was being written, the Christians in the Greek city of Thessalonica lived in fear. They were being persecuted. They faced all kinds of trials and were in a position where it was very easy to be afraid. And so the Apostle Paul wrote the letter that we call 1 Thessalonians to them. And this is what he said right at the beginning of his letter. He said, "We always thank God for all of you. We think of your faithful work, your loving deeds, and the enduring hope that you have because of our Lord Jesus Christ." So Paul said, whenever we think of you, we think of your faithful work, your loving deeds, and your enduring hope. Now, why did they have faith, love, and hope? They had faith, love, and hope because of the Lord Jesus Christ. Not because of what was going on in the world, but because of the one who was Lord over their world, because of the Lord Jesus. Next, in verse 5, Paul goes on to say, "For when we brought you the good news, it was not only with words, but also with power." Do you see what he said that he brought? He said, "We brought you good news." Good news. Good news. Folks, good news is contagious. Not only is a virus contagious, but good news is also contagious. People catch it, they get it quickly, and they pass it on to others because good news is for sharing. You know, they tell me they soon hope to have a vaccine for this COVID-19 virus. Hopefully, it'll prevent the spread of the virus, but what do you think will happen when there's that good news? Do you think good news like that will spread? Folks, it'll spread uncontrollably because good news is contagious. It's all anyone will talk about. I'm delighted to tell you today about some very, very good news. And this isn't just good news that cures a sickness, but this good news cures a spiritual condition. Because Jesus did not come for those who were healthy. He came instead for those who were sick. He didn't come for the righteous, the scripture says, but he came for sinners, people like you and me, people who are broken, people who are needy. In other words, God didn't just shout his love from heaven. Instead, he showed his love on earth. When God himself put aside all the heavenly glory that was his, and he became one of us in the person of his Son, Jesus Christ. The Bible says that Jesus was born of a virgin. Therefore, he didn't inherit the sin nature of an earthly father, but instead the heavenly nature of a heavenly father. And the Bible tells us he was perfect in every way. Now, let me ask you this. Who did Jesus hang out with? Do you remember? Well, he befriended prostitutes, dishonest tax collectors. He cared for lepers. Jesus reached out to the people that the religion of his day rejected. So let me ask you this. Have you ever felt that you weren't good enough spiritually? Have you ever felt like you failed and let God down? You can't believe what you did. You can't believe you said what you said. You thought what you thought, and you feel guilty and ashamed. Listen, folks, Jesus didn't come for perfect people. He came for those of us who are messed up. He came for those who don't have perfect faith. He came for those who have sinned and fall short of God's standard of holiness. He came for people like you and me, people who've hurt others and done things that embarrassed them. This is the good news that we could be made right with God, not by our own good works or religious efforts, but by the grace of Jesus. It happens through faith in him, the one who was perfect and gave his life on a cross. Jesus died in our place, the perfect sacrifice for our sin. But here's the really good news. He didn't stay dead. 3 days after Jesus died, our God raised him from the dead so that anyone, and this includes you, doesn't matter who you are, doesn't matter what you've done, anyone who calls on his name will be forgiven. All you need to do is turn from believing in yourself and put your trust in Jesus. If you will come to God and say, "Father, please accept and adopt me, not because of what I have done, but because of what Jesus Christ did for me on the cross, dying there for me and rising from the dead. If you'll do that, you can become a child of God today, and you'll be changed. You'll be completely saved, not just saved from hell, but saved from a life on earth, a life that can now make a difference. This is the good news, folks, and good news spreads. Good news is contagious, that we can be made right with God, not by going to church or by giving money or by trying really hard to stop doing bad things and only doing good things, but we're made right with God by believing in Jesus. That's the good news the Apostle Paul was talking about. And that good news is worth spreading. I hope you'll understand, wherever you are, you're a carrier. You're carrying something. Is what you're carrying worth catching? And so as followers of Jesus, we're carriers of the good news. And good news is contagious. And some things become so contagious that they spread far and wide. That's right, good news spreads. In fact, we've been told to spread the good news. Paul goes on to say this in 1 Thessalonians 1:8. He says, "And the word of God is ringing out from you to people everywhere. For wherever we go, we find people telling us about your faith in God." What if your faith became so contagious that wherever we went, we found people talking about your faith? Even in dark times, you believe in the goodness of God. Even when everybody else is afraid, you put your hope in the good news that Jesus is risen, that God will never leave you, that he will never forsake you. The Apostle Paul said the word was ringing out. He used the picture of a bell ringing and echoing and spreading from these people to people everywhere. That's what happens when we catch a passion for the best news in the history of the world. When we catch a passion for Jesus, what we have starts to spread. Let me remind you of some examples from the Bible. When Jesus raised a little girl from the dead, that was good news. And Jesus' disciple Matthew reports that news of this spread through all that region. Another time when Jesus cast out an evil spirit from a man, that was good news because he rules over darkness. Jesus' disciple Mark reported that news about him quickly spread over the whole region of Galilee. And then when Jesus' disciples preached the gospel and the early church helped the needy, Dr. Luke reports in the book of Acts, "So the word of God spread. The number of disciples in Jerusalem increased rapidly." Let me ask you this. Why did this good news spread? Why did God's word spread? Three reasons. These believers were faithful in their work, they were full of loving deeds, and they had an enduring hope. These are the three marks of a contagious Christian that Paul mentions: faithful work, loving deeds, and enduring hope. Folks, you're a carrier. You're a carrier. Is what you're carrying worth catching? What about you? What about me? People all over the world, with good reason, are scared to death. One little girl recently asked her pastor, "Is this the end of the world? Is this it?" The problem is fear is contagious. It doesn't take much for fear to spread uncontrollably. That's the bad news. But there's also good news. Fear is contagious, but so is faith, and so is love, and so is hope. I don't know about you, but I'm a carrier. What am I? I'm a faith spreader, I'm a love giver, and I'm a hope dealer. If you get too close to me, I hope you'll catch what I'm carrying because of the Lord Jesus Christ, not because of who I am, not because of what's around, but because of the truth of who Jesus is. Because of that, I'm full of faith and not fear. Now, I don't know where you are, but I know you're spreading the love and hope of Jesus right now if you're a follower of his, because that's amazing good news. That is the power of God, and God is using you and this little local church to help the light shine in our community and online. We have to remember that Jesus didn't say, "Go into your houses and hide for the rest of your life." He said, "Go into all the world and let your light shine." Listen to me, folks. If we can't gather physically, we'll gather online, because the good news will spread. What are you? You're a carrier. You can share this message or other messages of faith and hope. You can invite others to be part of the church online. You can share your faith on social media from wherever you are. You can let your light shine digitally. And as a church, we will continue to do everything we can do to reach people who don't know Christ. Now, what can we do? Well, we can pray. We can share. We can take what we have and give it to those who are in need because we're faith spreaders. We're love givers. We're hope dealers. When Jesus said, people will know you're my disciples, he didn't say they're going to know you're my disciples by the way you hoard toilet paper. He didn't say they're going to know you're my disciples by the way you stock up on hand sanitizer. No, he said, they will know you're my disciples. How? By the way you love one another. By the way you love. By the way you care for people. By the way you pray with others and give generously and encourage others with a word of hope. So as followers of Jesus, we're carriers of good news, and good news is contagious. And we'll do whatever we can, church, because we're faith spreaders. We're love givers. We're hope dealers. We have a hope that no virus can kill. So let's remember that the good news about Jesus Christ is our hope. The good news about him, the gospel, is our hope. Maybe you've said, well, you know, I just hope things go back to normal. Listen to me, folks. I want you to know I have way more hope than that. I'm not just hoping things go back to normal. I've got way more hope because normal was comfortable. Normal was selfish. Normal was spiritually safe for most people. Normal for many was spiritually lukewarm. Listen, folks, our hope is in Christ alone. I believe that this is a wake-up call for the church to stand strong, to stand united, and to be bold in what we know. We know that Jesus is the good news that changes lives. I've got hope in my Savior. My hope is not in the government, although I pray for and support, and I believe God will give wisdom to our government leaders. My hope is not in the doctors, although I pray for our doctors and pray for those who are treating people. And I go to doctors when I need help, but my hope is not in them. My hope is not even in the spiritual leaders in our nation, in our world. My hope is in the one who spoke all things into existence. My hope is in the one who is all-knowing, all-powerful, and ever-present. The one who heals blind eyes, opens deaf ears, and has the power to raise the dead. That's why I'm a faith spreader, a love giver, and a hope dealer. It's because of Jesus. It's because of Jesus, the name that is above every name, the soon returning, conquering King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Who is Jesus, you might say? Well, if you don't know him, he's the door through which we enter into the kingdom of God. He's the spiritual bread that strengthens our soul. Jesus is the one who delivers the captives, restores the broken, and strengthens the weak. He is our provider, our comforter, our source of strength, our redeemer, our rock, our sustainer, and our assurance. Jesus is our firm foundation. He is our shelter in a time of trouble. He is our light when the world is dark. He is the Prince of Peace, the Lamb of God, the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, and he is the resurrection and the life. So wherever you are, my friend, you're a carrier. You're a carrier. Is what you're carrying worth catching? Fear is contagious, but so is faith. Hate is contagious, but so is love. Worry, anxiety is contagious, but so is hope. Hope is contagious too. The Bible says that the three marks of a contagious follower of Jesus Christ are faithful work, loving deeds, and enduring hope. What are you? If you're following Jesus, you're a carrier. You're a faith spreader. You're a love giver. You're a hope dealer. Oh, I hope I'm speaking to some carriers today. Because what you're carrying when you catch the passion of Jesus Christ is worth catching. It's good news. Good news is contagious. Good news spreads. And with so many afraid today, uncertain, looking for hope, I hope you'll let your light shine because hope is contagious. Love is contagious. And faith is contagious. Folks, I have a passion for the one who gave his life to forgive my sins and to make me new. Is the world scary? Yes. Is it complicated? Yes. Is God alive? Yes. Is he all-powerful? Yes. Is he in control? Yes. Was he surprised? No. Can he do all things? Yes and yes. Will he always be with you when you call on him? Yes. Our God is faithful, and he's not going to lose his reputation on you or me. He will never leave you. He will never forsake you. He's always good. There's good news, and good news spreads. As the world grows darker, church, our light must shine brighter. Because of Jesus, we're not afraid. We live by faith. Because of Jesus, we share the good news. Because of Jesus, we have hope. So whatever storm you're going through today, whatever you're facing, whatever challenge seems too big to handle, look to Jesus today. We look to Jesus because he's here, because he's good, because he's with you, if you will trust in him. Amen? Amen. Would you pray with me? Lord Jesus, we ask that in your presence today, you would reveal your love, your goodness to those who need you, wherever they are. Father, I pray that you would give us opportunities daily, not just once a week, but daily, when so many people are hurting and afraid. Give us opportunities to let your light shine. God, may we be love spreaders, faith spreaders, and hope dealers in all that we do, on the phone and on social media online. Almighty God, show us those who need your love. May what we're carrying be worth catching as we share the good news of your Son, Jesus. Show us practical ways, ways to share our hope with others. Use us, God. May your church continue to thrive. If we're meeting publicly, from house to house, or computer to computer, or phone to phone, God, I ask you to help us let your light shine. For we ask all of this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. For our closing song today, why don't we sing The Solid Rocks? This great hymn says, "My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness." I encourage you to sing along if you know it. Now may the Spirit fill you with hope, the Son carry your burdens, and the Father give you peace through all of your fears. Amen. God bless you, folks, and may He keep you. And Lord willing, I'll see you right back here next week. And remember, listen to the Bible. It's great for your soul.